From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. An 11-year-old girl is fighting for her life after she was shot in her West Englewood home. The girl's family tells us a neighbor fired from outside the home yesterday after an argument. The 11-year-old girl was shot in the head and rushed to the hospital in critical condition, and right now police are questioning two people. And later this morning, we'll learn more about another claim of sexual abuse against a former coach with the Chicago Blackhawks. The player filing the lawsuit is referred to only as John Doe and claims the former video coach, Brad Aldrich, groomed, harassed, threatened, and assaulted him during the 2009-2010 season. His lawyers are holding a news conference at 10 this morning where we could learn more. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks issued a statement saying in part, the organization made several changes following an independent investigation of the alleged events in 2010. Today, the trial for the father of the accused Highland Park shooter begins. Robert Cremo Jr. is accused of 7 reckless conduct charges, 1 for each person killed in the July 4th shooting last year, in part for signing his son's application for a FOID card to buy a gun. This will be a bench trial, meaning it's up to a judge, not a jury, to determine the outcome. And right now, Chicago police are searching for whoever put anti-Semitic leaflets on the windshields of several cars. People discovered them just after midnight yesterday near Long and Wilson in Portage Park. Police are investigating this as a hate crime. And Skokie police are also investigating a hate crime after someone tore or cut up pro-Israeli yard signs. They were in several different locations found on Friday. Your forecast, a spotty shower or two may pop up around this morning, but sun returns for the afternoon as highs climb near 70 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.